I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When people leave their homes on pain of life or death, they're looking for safety. Unfortunately, what they often find is a struggle to survive and sometimes other types of danger. Coming up, you can learn how you can be part of the solution as the hands and feet of Christ. Our first story comes from Europe. As Christians in the Middle East are being driven from their homes, they're looking for solace in countries throughout Europe. And sadly, they're only being met with hostility. A woman in an asylum camp in Austria was recently stabbed by a fellow refugee for reading the Bible. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
I think perhaps this is a story that the media is sort of waking up to. And interestingly, it's the same story that we tell in the nations of the Middle East, where if someone becomes a Christian out of a Muslim background, they are threatened, they are persecuted, potentially their life is at risk.
BOM is coming alongside persecuted believers by providing different types of assistance, which includes humanitarian and spiritual needs.
We are involved in encouraging them, also in providing humanitarian aid for them, also in giving them the tools to win their persecutors to Christ, providing them with Bibles, providing them with other materials that they can use to evangelize, in some cases even to evangelize their persecutors.
Do you want to help be part of the solution for these vulnerable believers? You can hear the real-life stories of some of these believers and find ways to get involved through links at our web story. Also, pray that these believers would continue to be bold in their faith. Next, the 2017 Passion Conference is wrapping up in Atlanta, Georgia. At the conference, thousands of young people gather together to both learn about and worship God. But this type of gathering is a privilege, and one that FMI is trying to bring to Christians in Muslim-dominated countries. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
We're in final preparations for prepping seminar content for some conferences in Bangladesh and Pakistan in a few weeks, and we're excited for conferences in these two countries that are so dark spiritually and two of the larger Muslim-dominant countries in the world, but where church planters are hard at work and sharing the gospel, and we're seeing some fantastic results. So we're looking forward to a great time.
FMI's goal isn't to keep national churches dependent, but rather to see them become independent.
The church planters themselves and their families, when they come together for these conferences, say, this has been so helpful for us. Is there a way that we can bring people from our congregations to these conferences to help multiply the trained personnel for ministry and evangelism, things like that, in our congregation. So it's not just the pastor doing the ministry.
And finally, Egypt's revolution fallout's been hitting its refugee communities, and that makes things uncertain for the Sudanese Christian exiles. We caught up with Barnabas, who is a refugee and understands the challenges uniquely. Sudan's government banned his ministry, so he's been mentoring Sudanese college students in Cairo.
We started with the Bible study, with the training leadership, and our vision is just to create opportunity for the refugee students. They will, as a potential leaders, they will lead the community and the church and the state. So we are preparing them for this in future. So our vision is best, is a need, because there is a lot of Sudanese students here in Cairo.
Sudanese refugees who survived genocide or an ongoing war are now faced with living in a culture that seems increasingly antagonistic. So Barnabas is asking you to pray with him for these next-gen Christians.
They're facing difficulties with the Egyptian itself, renting in the streets. People, they don't respect them, even in the college. So they're facing a lot of challenges. What we need, you just pray for them that God will bring peace in this country.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. And we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.